I hope Moore cares something about me. That was a little. So today we're gonna deal with this. We're gonna deal with this sermon series. Let's be the church for real, 24. Now, if somebody can go and get Norla, okay, there she goes, because I don't want anyone to miss this today. Okay? Now, I want you to understand, going forward, there's going to be some confrontation. But how many of you understand that without confrontation, you can't grow? If you go to the gym and you just lift 3 pounds, it's going to take a long time for that to show. But if you go to the gym and you put that work in, right, and you confront where you are physically, then what will begin to happen is that you will grow, and not only will you grow, your growth will show. And that's how it ought to be in the kingdom of God, so that the more that our growth shows, the more that our growth draws. You understand what I'm saying to you? All right. Let's be the church for real, 24. As many of you know, we've been working through this sermon series, and the reason for the number 24, of course, it's representing the year. I added that because, as some of you know, there was a series with this same title I did a few years back, but just like that was a different year, this is a different series with a different content. Now, going forward, I'm going to ask, with all the love in my heart that I can muster, that we get still, everybody. Because this is very, very critical, and you're probably not going to speak to me after it's over, but that's all right. I love you anyway. But what the enemy likes to do during Sunday service is all of a sudden when the word's about to go forth, everybody got to use the bathroom. Everybody forgot something. Everybody need a fan, okay? So today what we're going to do is we're going to say, oh, enemy, we're going to tell hell no. Yeah. Amen. We will not be distracted. We're going to take this. And we're going to do what we're supposed to do according to the word of God. Amen? All right. So, again, a few years back, I did this same sermon series title. But since it's a new year, it's also got a different content. Today, as long as the Lord allows, I will be bringing this series to an end. And the thing is that I had already done some sermon prep for today's sermon. But the Holy Spirit really interrupted everything that I had in mind. He interrupted everything that I had in mind. And isn't that a deep statement alone? Isn't that deep? Concerning the Lord's word for the Lord's people, and I say something like everything that I had in mind. Wow. How arrogant. How arrogant. Amen? It really is. But if I'm being all the way real and honest, that's how this church operates for the most part. When concerning God's word, God's church, and all of the things of God, we have our own opinion. We have our own opinion. I mean, think about how not only arrogant that is, right? Not only how arrogant that is, but how stupid. Many of us can't figure out how to pick the proper mate, but have the nerve to want to try to pick and choose what of God's word we will follow. It's complete insanity, in fact. And I wasn't going to define the word insanity, but I wanted to be very clear, and I didn't want anyone to leave here confused. See, in the African-American culture or the community, insanity has been defined from an addiction standpoint, which says that insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results. You can see it on the scene. You're welcome on the screens. You're welcome to take pictures of it. Amen. Insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. And I get the thinking of the AA recovery groups coining this definition from Albert Einstein. But today I want to define insanity so that you have a real clear understanding of this word. Insanity means, watch this, extreme foolishness or irrationality. Extreme foolishness or irrationality. That's what you are being when it's obvious for the most part, most of the building can't govern their lives successfully. You ain't gonna tell me how I'm governing my life, what your bank account look like. You're not gonna tell me how I'm governing my life, how much debt are you in? Do you rent or do you own? Are you still paying on the car that you really can't afford to put the premium gas in? So we can't necessarily govern our lives successfully, but would have the audacity to try and dictate to God, to the pastor, to the church, what you will and will not do when it comes to God. See, when you do that, you're being irrational and extremely foolish. So as you can see, today's sermon is going to hit a little different than usual because I have realized that and I'm sorry, but I've been going about this thing the whole wrong way. And I am so sorry. You tell your mama, I am sorry, because she trained me better. Yeah, I've been going about it all wrong. I've been off about this entire series and possibly every sermon series that I have ever preached since being here at Unity. Let me explain. I have given you too many options. Yeah, I done gave y'all too many options. I done lost my poker face. Y'all found out we might be in a little bit of trouble, and it was, you know, he better chill out for I don't show up. Well, baby, most of you are here but still don't show up. I've given you too many options, and I've tried to talk you into loving God, obeying God, walking in the way that is pleasing to God, and that just stops today. That stops today. I mean, my God, the inmates are running the prison. What I mean by that is the unsaved dynamic of Unity has had far too much to say, been allowed to do way too much, and the reason for that is because my thinking was, teach them, Pastor. Meet them where they are, Pastor. And when they see that you ain't tripping about their mess, and I wasn't going to judge them for where they wasn't in God, then maybe, just maybe, they would see the love of God and desire to want to start living right. Silly me. That was the thought. That was the plan. And I meant good. I really did. I was really doing it for the right reasons. I've been in this place with this church where I just want you to be saved. I want you to be saved, and not the way that you define salvation, but the way that the Bible defines salvation. And I'm sorry, because in my quest for wanting you to be saved, I have actually let you down. I wanted you to like me. I don't care if you like me no more. In fact, it's not my job for you to like me. Because you can like me now, but hate me in hell. You understand what I'm saying to you? So my job is to say whatever the Bible says in hopes that you make it to where you're supposed to make it. The Bible says that I will, that no man perish. So that was my thought. That was my plan. And that's why the word of God says in Isaiah 55, verses 8 through 9, you can take a picture of on the screens. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. This is God talking, says the Lord. See, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And when I really begin to think about and ponder those two verses, it hits me, right? It hits me. God's ways are higher than mine, and it's because God's ways have a different standard. God's ways have a different standard, and because it's a standard, it's unmovable. See, when you have a standard, it don't budge, it don't break, it don't compromise, it don't bend, it don't fold. It's just the standard, and you are expected to keep the standard. Well, how could I ask you to keep the standard when I've had a standard of compromise? Because I want you to like us. His ways are absolute. And all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I've been begging this church to live right, be serious about God's word, and to love God more than anything and anyone. But begging is not a standard. And nowhere in God's word did he say, beg them to be with me. Force them to be with me. See, God loves us, and I'm going to say some rough things, okay, and I'm sorry. So I might spell every now and again. Is that all right? See, this thing about us and God is supposed to be about love, and anytime we have to force, anytime you've ever been forced to love, that ain't love. That's R-A-P-E. Yeah. If you've ever been forced to love, Lord, come on. That ain't love. Huh? Has anyone ever been pursued by someone you just didn't want? Wasn't interested in? And really wish that person would just leave you alone? God wants you to know today, I want you to hear this, God wants you to know today that he is not going to beg you, and he never did. That was me, Bishop Lyons. I was the one that was begging you, not God. Let's get that straight, okay? But no more. The word of God is not up for debate, deal making, nor compromise. Before you are a member of the Unity Worship Center, you will be saved and saved for real, and not just with lip service. So guess what? We got no membership right now. No membership right now. I will not do that to you. And we are not members when we join this church. We are disciples. Members are for country clubs. Church is for discipleship. You should clap right there. Isaiah 29:13, the prophet, did he just say we ain't got no membership? We ain't got a member. We ain't got a disciple. But by the time this sermon is over with, we're going to see who the real is. In Isaiah 29:13, the prophet says literally, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near me with their mouths, and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Now, I just want to go ahead and give you that second portion real quick, because I didn't have it in my notes. But when it talks about that the fear toward me has been taught by the commandment of men, that's like when people say stuff like, you gonna wait before you have sex? Who does that? God's people. You mean to tell me you're going to let them cuss you out and you ain't going to cuss them back out? Who does that? God's people. And we done got so deep and silly with this thing is that when Christians cuss other people out, we say we call them a denomination. Look at you acting. Mm-hmm. God ain't done with me yet. Yes, he was. He was done with you on the cross. I ain't there yet. Well, stop slow poking around. Stop playing games and you can get there. Right. 98% of this church is operating in lip service. Your word of God, your word to God ain't bond. You don't love him like you say you do. And I know what some of you are in here saying because I know you. Who are you to tell me that I don't love God? I know I love God. So, okay, let's fact check. The book of John, chapter 14, verse number 21 says this, and this is Jesus talking. Somebody say, this is Jesus talking. So before we begin to fact check, I want you to hold them up so I can get a good look. Who in here is saved? I just need to know. Okay. Buddy, you ain't saved? You saved? All right. Put your hands up. I'm going to tell your mama if you ain't. I'm telling you. Put your hands up. Saved. Are you saved? Put your hands up. Don't be scared. This is not a game. I'm not playing a game with you. Are you saved? Okay. Good, good. I like these numbers. Okay, let's see. So he says this. John 14, verse number 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In other words, I will make myself known in him and through him, okay? Now, fact check number one. Come on. You can take a picture of it if you want to. It's on the screens. Fact check number one. If you're in here, we're going to do it again. Raise your hand if you're saved. All righty. All right. Uh-huh. All right. Fact check number two. Do you have, you see it on the screen, but you ain't married. Write it down now. Some of y'all need better poker faces. Fact check number 3. Do you use profanity at all? Or maybe just a little? And I got scripture for everything I'm asking if y'all won't get down like that. Fact check number 4. Do you listen to music with you know what lyrics that promote violence and cusses all through it? Can I ask the ladies a question? How in the world do we support these rappers that call you out your name and tell you what they're going to do to you in such a way, and then after they're done with you, they're going to leave you alone, disrespect you, tell everybody about it, and never love you again? Can y'all explain to me how you love your demise? I don't love it. You sing it. They tell you how they're going to do you, and they live in a mansion off how they're going to disrespect you, your daughters. Lord, have mercy. Fact check number 5. Uh-oh. Do you tithe the 10%? I got scripture. Yeah. You know, me and my father and the Lord Jeff were talking a couple of Sundays ago. He says, but they dress so nice. But they be going places and doing stuff. And he says, and I'm looking over the records. And that was also my little sister, Nolisha. We were talking about that, wasn't we? But everybody's doing so much. Lord. Fact check number 6. Do you do what the Bible says to do regarding your life? Y'all ready for fact check number 7? Yeah. Read it all together on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. Now answer. Talk, mama. She said it. You can't. Most of you can't say that. Not honestly. And you can say, you can't tell me that I'm not. The Bible did. And we can go through every last one of them, and I'll give you scriptures to prove it. And that's the book that we go by, the Bible. The Seasoned Saints used to say, if the Bible says it, that settles it. Get rid of your preconceived notions and what you think about it. Nobody cares how you feel about it. Your feelings are nowhere in the Bible. Maury Povich used to say, you are not the Father. Today, can you say that you are the son or daughter of God? And before you say yes, the Bible says, come out from those that are unclean and I will receive you as sons and daughters. So what this gives the implication of, as long as you're around some people that ain't of me, then I don't receive you as a son or a daughter. And miss me with that mess talking about God love everybody. He do. That ain't what we're talking about. Love and receive is two different things. He can love you but don't receive you. So I keep talking about it. Let's be the church for real. I'm almost done, I promise. It's almost over. But I guess we need to talk about what the church is as well as, or more so about what the church is not. The church is not a welfare department. And on that note, I want to say this. Stop borrowing money that you're not going to pay back. You stop it. You're causing a wedge in the church. It's disrespectful. People are tired of working hard, giving to other people that will not give back. Shame on you. And repent if you are guilty of this and stop doing it. And the next time that it comes across my plate, we're going to have a conversation about that. You understand? We don't keep cancer. This is not the welfare department. Church is not an institution that it was established to pay your bills. It is not an institution that was established to show up at your court for your family member who was doing wrong in the first place. The church was never meant to be the hookup spot, you know, where someone you come, you know, where somewhere where you come and see something you like, and you take it home and treat it ungodly, and after you've had your way, disrespect them and then disappear from the church completely. This is not what the church was established to do. The church is not Burger King, meaning you do not get to have it your way. Now, let's talk about what the church was established to do. It was established to bring people to eternal salvation. Yeah. It was meant to continue his teachings and example. Amen. apply the fruits of his sacrifice on the cross to all people until the end of time. It was established to give God praise, reverence, and service, to give him glory. And your life was meant to, at all times, bring God glory. And you're not just supposed to praise him when it's all good. You've got to learn to praise him in the storm. You've got to learn to praise him in the hell, in the hurt, and in the brokenness. You understand what I'm saying to you? In fact, may I submit to you that anybody can dance and shout and thank you, Jesus, when it's going well, when the bill is paid, or when your family makes it through the surgery, okay. But you really bring God glory when you can praise him when you don't know where the money is going to come from, when the surgery is touch and go, and you still don't know how it's going to turn out, when who you love goes home to be with God, and you still find the strength to muster up the words, God, I still trust you. God, I still love you. In fact, hallelujah, anyhow. That's what brings God glory. That's what brings him glory. When you take him at his word and you trust him with everything, when you seek him first and he begins to make himself known in your life, and as a result of this radical change, something happens within you. So here we go. And we're going to use the verse that we used to start this series to end this series. 10 minutes and I'm done. Acts chapter 2, verses 42. Verse number 42, the New Living Translation. Excuse me. And it says this. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' doctrine, to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, and to the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. Go back to the beginning for me, Ashley. Acts chapter 2, verse number 42. All of the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Notice, it does not say all of the members. It says all of the disciples. All the believers. Now I want you to catch this. Do you know what a disciple is? It's a disciplined one. Yes. Yes. It's the one who's been disciplined. Which means you can't be disciplined until you devote yourself to the teachings according to the church that you go to. Now, here's this. I get it if you're dealing with some bootleg ministry. But when you can fact check in the Bible everything that your pastor says, then you have no excuse but to devote yourself to the culture and climate of the church that you are connected to. You understand what I'm saying to you? So you have to make up in your mind today, as we renew membership. As we renew membership at the Unity Worship Center, you have to make up your mind today. Am I going to just come to church for cheap entertainment? Or am I coming to church to be better? Am I coming to church so that I can grow to the point to where everybody that I love grows with me? And they might not grow with you overnight, but if you will have a continuity, if you will have a continuance, if you will have a continual, if you will continue to grow in God, I promise you they will see your walk and it will make a difference. You ain't gonna win all of them. I ain't gonna win all of them. We ain't gonna win all of them. But we can win some of them. We can win more of them than what we've been doing. And here's the thing. When you come down to say, hey, I'm down and I'm rededicating and all of that, because we're gonna do all of that today. When you do that, here's the thing. Have the mentality, and I'm gonna give it everything I got. I know I'm not perfect. I know I'm going to make some mistakes, but what I'm not going to do is trick it off on purpose. Because when you trick it off on purpose, when you sin on purpose, you offend God. Deep, huh? Think about this. Every time that you did what you knew you wasn't supposed to do, you offended God. Isn't that heavy? Let me tell you something, beloved. I don't not understand. Did that make sense? I understand. Used to sit right here, a hot mess. And many of you remember this, and you saw the shift because I had a moment with Jesus where he said, hey, man, I will smite you. I'm tired of playing with you. I'm tired of playing with you. He says, so if you're going to be disciples of Jesus, then you have to be devoted to the teachings. In other words, you're not following me. You're just following the word of God, which means you're just following God. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how we'll listen to everybody but the preacher? She said, yep, that's right. He said, yep, that's my grandson. He said, yep, it's amazing out of the mouth of babes. We'll listen to everybody, but when it comes to God, we all of a sudden, I'm grown. Ain't nobody gonna tell me. You wasn't grown when they was disrespecting you by the laws that they were putting out there. You wasn't grown, oh God. But when we get to God and God's word, all of a sudden, and here's the thing, we come every Sunday just to be grown on our own. Make it make sense. Listen, I want you to understand something. And I say this with absolute love, but absolute seriousness. Everything working in this church, every person working in this church, if you ain't saved, we're going to have to start over. Shamika, you remember them days at Grove Temple? You couldn't sing on the praise team if you wasn't right. And we grew. We grew. Because like babes, like children, children love discipline. True believers love God's discipline. You shouldn't want your babies nowhere else but a church like this that is saying, you know what? I don't care how many ain't with us no more. We're going to teach the truth. And we're going to keep the truth. If you desire to be a disciple of the Unity Worship Center, then we invite you to come on down. And after service, there's going to be a new slip that we want you to take home and bring it back next Sunday that tells us all your information, what your kids is allergic to, so when we feed them, we don't give them peanuts if they can't have them and all that. And then if you can't make it down the steps for physical limitations and we just don't want you playing with the insurance, just stand up. Chase. Is Chase here? Is Chase here today? Is he here? Jeff? Is Chase here? Is Chase here? Okay. If you're with the Unity Worship Center, in fact, you ain't even got to come down. Stand up. Stand up. Nor let you make sure you get a good eye, because we want everyone to fill out their papers. And I'm not offended by those that don't stand. I want you to understand that. This is seriousness. We want you to be all the way honest. We want you to be all the way honest. Because I don't want to have an expectation on people who don't want expectation in the house of the Lord, this house of the Lord. Amen. So I don't want you feeling no type of way when you leave here. Pastor probably ain't speaking to me. The devil is a lie. I love you. You ain't with us today. I want you to be with us tomorrow. Amen. Yeah. After this is over, I want you to give the papers. Hey. Norlisha, Cheryl. Raise your hand, Cheryl. Norlisha, you're going to give the papers to Cheryl. Cheryl, you're going to be at the door. You're going to give them to every person. The ones that we fill out to say that this is a membership and this tells us everything. Cheryl, raise your hand again. You're going to be at the door, and you guys are going to pick up your paper. I'm not going to hold you long, and you can bring it, take it home and then bring it back, all right? If you're a teenager, I want you to do it. You matter. You matter. Your mothers could fill it out for you, but I believe in you. You understand what I'm saying to you? You matter. I want to see your handwriting. I want to get to know who you are. I want to rap with y'all. You understand what I'm saying to you? It ain't just her church. Your church. This is your church. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yo, what you think about things matter. You can come to me and say, Pastor, can I holler at you for a second? I think, you see what I'm saying? And if you're a Lakers fan, I'll really listen to you. Yeah. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying to you? Yeah. Yeah. We're done. We're done playing. We're done playing. We're going after it. And we're going after the world. Bless the Lord. Two have been saved. And in the last week, just guess what? Just because I was just witnessing. Ain't nothing phenomenal about me. I just said, he lives. He loves you. And he will, he'll forgive you. All you got to do is ask. That's all you got to do. Yeah. If there's anybody today that says, I'm not saved and I want to be saved, I want you to come on down. If you're not saved, but you want to be saved, you want to be saved. We ain't doing no rededications. You either want to be saved or you don't. This ain't the day for that. This is all seriousness. Sometimes I used to remember, Sonya, I used to say, I love rededication. Well, you know, I don't love it so much no more. I believe in it, but I don't love it that much. How about let's just get for real about it? We for real about all of our sin. Why can't we be for real about the Lord? Wow. Let's pray. Y'all come on down. Y'all come on down. Be careful. Be careful. We ain't praying for nothing but salvation. You coming to get saved? You coming to get saved? You coming to get saved? This is an assignment. This is a kingdom assignment. I'm listening. You're my daughter and I love you. This is a kingdom assignment. This is so serious. You've got my number. I know I don't answer it, but I will tonight. I promise God. You call me in 1 hour after church and we're going to pray about whatever you want to pray about, but this is about salvation. Give me a hug because you know I love you. You're my daughter. Amen. I want you to understand how serious we are today. I want you to understand how, in fact, whatever she's going through, in Jesus' name, done in Jesus' name. All right, so now y'all can stop hating and then we can get back to what we're supposed to be doing. Heavenly Father, we come here today. Lord, you see everyone standing. You see everyone with a hand up. You see everyone who's with us. You see everyone who's saying, listen, I don't claim to be perfect, but I'm going to give this thing my all. God, I understand that I might, every now and again, I might bump my head. I might be foolish, but I'm going to give this thing my all. Yeah. God, give us strength. The world would say that we're barely holding on. The world would say that we about 3/4 of the way knocked out of this thing. But we call the devil a liar and the father of lies. And we declare that we all up in this thing. We declare that we will not be moved. We declare that we will have more than enough. Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, every soul that's standing with their hands up, can't stand, but they're with us, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive them of their sins. Give us strength to be everything that we're supposed to be for you. Don't let us be afraid today of taking you at your word. Don't let us be afraid today. So afraid to fail that we don't, that we don't honor you today. That we don't devote ourselves to your teachings today. Don't let us be afraid. The enemy has been punking us out for far too long, God. We're tired of being scared. We understand that we're all the way human and we're going to mess up sometimes. But God, we won't mess up on purpose. There might be some times where I can't believe. Lord, please forgive me. I don't want to do that again. Give me the strength. And I speak victory over every soul that is with us. I speak victory over every soul that's here, but's not with us in the terms of membership or in the sense of being a part of this mighty army. God, we love them and we ask that you strengthen them. And I pray that you touch their hearts, that they desire to be a part of this ministry so that we can do great things together. But if not, we love them anyway. We love them anyway. And we give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. I dare somebody give God a hand.